Welcome back. This is the Paul Revere Show on President's Day, February 21st of 2022. With us this evening is Dan Lenz, staff counsel from an organization called Law Forward. Good evening, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. Glad to be with you.
So tell our listeners, what is Law Forward?
Yeah, Law Forward's a nonprofit law firm. We were set up in October of 2020 to help reinvigorate, protect, support Wisconsin's best traditions of democratic governance, of open and honest government, voter rights. And in that capacity, we've done a number of things. We're active in the redistricting cases that are going on, voter protection suits, and pushing back against some of these sham election investigations throughout the state.
So how did you get involved with Law Forward?
I was in private practice as an attorney and, liked my firm and was doing well. And then I'd seen this organization that was set up by attorneys who I really respected and were hiring attorneys who I really respected and staff who I knew and liked a lot. And it seemed like the thing to do at the time. It seemed, I have a license. I have a couple skills. I thought I would join the fight. So it was a good transition for me and feels like important work to be doing, especially at this time.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Dan, particularly at this point in time. I started the show by reading the Gettysburg Address and reminding folks that folks have died to keep our democracy. Folks have given the utmost to fight slavery, fight fascism, and to keep us free. And there have been a slew of bills introduced, trying to limit our rights to vote. But there's been a big discussion, legal discussion, and a case, right, Tigan, that has to do with drop boxes and whether or not, a spouse can deliver your absentee ballot, right, to the mailbox. And I was noting that I serve on the Elections Commission. Dean Knutson, a Republican, serves on that. We conducted the 2016 election and the 2020 election with the same set of rules on drop boxes and, loved ones turning in ballots. So what happened in Waukesha County with Judge Bourne's decision, and where are we at in terms of legally coming up for this April 5 election?
Sure. So maybe just as a little bit of background, the Tigan case was started by two voters in Waukesha County, two citizens, and they challenged what you just referred to, longstanding guidance and rules on drop boxes that municipal clerks use throughout the state to receive absentee ballots. Clerks, we found out, have been using them for years in a number of capacities, as well as, and this gets lost sometimes, the rule about absentee ballot return assistance, the fact that you can have someone help you return your absentee ballot, either to take it to the mailbox, to take it to the municipal clerk, to take it to a polling location on election day. In January, the circuit court in Waukesha County, Judge Boren, issued a ruling on summary judgment indicating that he thought that those pieces of guidance were unlawful, that there was not room in the statutes for drop boxes or for absentee ballot return assistance. I should mention Law Forward in this case represents a couple intervening parties, Disability Rights Wisconsin, the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, and Wisconsin Faith Voices for Justice. And we had stepped into that case because we thought these issues were so important. Immediately following Judge Bourne's ruling, Law Forward, on behalf of our clients, as well as DOJ, on behalf of the commission, And another party filed appeals and tried to get that order stayed. The Court of Appeals did stay the order, at least for the February 15th election. And then the plaintiffs and their counsel immediately went to the Supreme Court to get them to take the case up and to try to get the stay overturned. And most recently what happened on February 11th is that the Wisconsin Supreme Court indicated that it would leave the stay in place for the February 15th election, which is now passed, but that it would not put the stay back for the April 5th election, which is coming up. And so the rules on drop boxes and absentee ballot return assistance and Judge Bourne's ruling would snap back into place at that point. And that's what happened. And then, as you well know, because of that ruling on the 16th, the commission met and had to withdraw its guidance on those two issues. So right now, we're briefing before the Supreme Court. We're hopeful that the Supreme Court will see the case our way, understand the arguments that we're making, and allow these two important ways that people can get their absentee ballots back to go back into place. But regardless of what the Supreme Court does, we'll continue working with our partners, with our clients, to make sure that everyone can get their vote cast and have their voice heard.
Well, it's really, it is a fascinating issue in this sense. You know, we have had, you know, even before the creation of the Wisconsin Election Commission, there had been drop boxes utilized around the state. And I think after the 2020, after the November 2020 elections, there were up to, I think, 500 municipalities. Am I right? About 500 municipalities that use drop boxes?
Yeah, that's the number we hear the most often, about 500 across the state.
So, you know, what we learned from the pandemic was that voters really liked absentee ballots. They liked the ease of it. And they also really, really liked to use drop boxes. And they're used, I mean, there's been a lot of discussion about the cities, but they were really utilized out all over the state. You know, I mean, there are municipalities that have part-time clerks without even clerk's offices, right? And so this allowed voters from all over the state to turn in their ballots. Has Law Forward heard it all in terms from the public in this, you know, in terms of how it's impacting or may impact April 5?
Absolutely. And so have our clients. And part of the case that we presented were affidavits from voters, affidavits from clerks, indicating how important these methods of return are to them, and particularly the ability to have someone else help you return your ballot. There are a lot of voters in our state who won't be able to vote if they can't have someone else help them return their ballot. They're not able independently, for whatever reason, to get to a mailbox or to get to the municipal clerk. They're under a disability, they have an illness. And that was true during the pandemic, that was true before the pandemic, and that'll be true going forward. And I've heard you speak about that quite a bit. And so those methods of return are vital to people, and the people, just as you say, you know, doesn't matter if you live in Milwaukee or if you live in Blueberry, Wisconsin, there are folks throughout the state who rely on these methods.
You know, you tell our listeners a little bit. So there's sort of an interplay here between state and federal law on this issue, right? What did federal law say about folks with disabilities? We got a minute here.
Sure. And so it's a lot to cover in a minute, but there are two major things that we included in our briefing to the Supreme Court. One is the Equal Protection Clause, that we're all entitled to have the same protections when we vote, just as we are in any other facet of when we're dealing with the government. And then the other is the Americans with Disabilities Act and federal guidance that people who have disabilities are entitled to accommodation to make sure that they can exercise their right to vote, just as we're required to make those accommodations in a lot of other areas.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. We'll all be watching very, very carefully. I know you will be. I know as a member of the Wisconsin Election Commission. I will be because, you know, like we did the other day, when the Supreme Court says we do it, we have to do it, right? Whether we like it or not, because we believe in the law and following the law. And that's why we're here, to talk about our democracy. We'll be back on the other side of a break.